German health officials have declared Dublin a COVID-19 risk area, requiring anyone in the arriving in the country from the Irish capital to take a free COVID test. If they're negative, they can continue on their way. If positive, they're required to quarantine for 10 days. The Irish Times Berlin correspondent Derek Scally has a story. Good morning, Derek. Thanks for talking to us.
Good morning, Brian.
So why has Dublin found itself on this COVID-19 risk area list?
Well, Germany, since the start of the COVID crisis, it said it considers a risk area anywhere where there have been more than 50 new cases per 100,000 population over a seven-day period. And by the Irish Irish officials' own data, Ireland has cracked, it's almost up at 72, so well over 50. And they've been monitoring Ireland, like a lot, all of the world, in the last weeks. And it actually, they said it had cracked it last week, but they said they just allowed to see it. Was it a blip? Is there a pattern? And they said, yeah, the numbers were just going in one direction, so they announced it. So at this stage, basically half of the EU, either in full or in part, are classified as risk areas by Germany. Yesterday, joining the list alongside Dublin were Lisbon, Copenhagen, and border areas of Austria and the Czech Republic. So we're by no means alone.
So it's travellers then from Dublin, but I'm not sure at the moment whether there are any flights into Germany from other airports. But in effect, it applies to the whole country.
Indeed, it's coming in, but it's also going out. So anyone arriving in, as you said in your introduction, they either can produce a COVID test from Ireland, no older than 48 hours, and that liberates them from any need to test in Germany. If you haven't got that test, you either get tested immediately on arrival or within a 48-hour window. Within that 48 hours, until the test result, hopefully negative, is there, you are asked to restrict your movements. If it comes back positive, you are to self-isolate for 10 days. But from a German perspective, it's not a travel ban. They are still allowed to come to Dublin. Mm-hmm. But if they have, let's say, a package holiday, they can cancel without any cost to them.
So entering Germany, at the very least, you're self-isolating, quarantine for 48 hours until one would hope a negative test came back.
Exactly. Or you get a test here before you go. Leo Varadkar was in Ireland, in Berlin, from Saturday to Monday, and he had a test before he left. So if he was travelling now and he had a negative test, he wouldn't have to isolate and he could go about his business.
Right. Is this list reviewed, Derek? Is it something they return to every number of weeks? Do countries come on?
Yeah, well, it's on a weekly basis. It's put together by the health authorities, but also the foreign ministry and the interior ministry, and they take in other accounts, in other things into account, how good is the testing regime and so on. It should be pointed out, by the way, Munich in Germany is now also a risk area, so people from Munich are not really welcome elsewhere in the country, and they've also imposed masks in public areas there. So the situation in Germany is by far not as rosy as people might think. It's getting more serious there as well, but definitely Ireland is in good company now. Lisbon, Copenhagen, France, lots of areas.
Yeah, we know that in the EU, Germany is a large and important country. Do other EU member states take their cue from Germany in these sort of matters?
Yes, we've seen other countries. For instance, last week, Germany declared Vienna a risk area. Belgium was quite quick to do the same. And lots of areas, countries bordering on Germany, are watching this very closely. For instance, the Czech Republic, the border areas of the Czech Republic are now a risk area. But there are 30,000 commuters from the Czech Republic who travel into Bavaria every day. So they're working very closely with the German authorities, because for them, the economic knock-on is immediate.
All right. Derek Scally in Berlin, thank you very much indeed for that. The time, 6 minutes to 9.